I'm sure there's a fascinating etymological tale to be told explaining why boob is not only slang for the female breast, but stupid people and their foolish actions. We can explore it in more detail this time next year, because the boobs on bike circus appears to be a fixture in Auckland's political and cultural calendar. At least this year, somebody staggered out of the big tent as stupid, with their dignity not only intact, but considerably enhanced. Step up and take a bow, Auckland District Court Judge Nicola Mathers, who dismissed Auckland City Council's ill-considered attempt to gain an injunction preventing the parade from happening. It's worth quoting the New Zealand Herald's report and taking a few minutes to think about Mathers' point, and I quote, "It may well be that the parade is tasteless, but equally it may be that in a more mature society, the vast majority might consider it harmless." Judge Mathers said it was not a court of morals and it was her job to stick to the law. The response of Family First Director Bob McCoskey was entirely predictable. He thundered, "The rights of the pornography industry to advertise on a public street are more important than the protection and welfare of families." First, Bob, I'd question the family values of any parent whose child was hanging around on any street corner in the middle of a school day. He might also want to calm down and think about the value of an independent judiciary that, as Mathers put it, is there to stick to the law. We have an independent judiciary for many reasons, including to protect families and everyone else from the arbitrary whims of the powerful, including local bodies behaving like their powers include turning public space into an episode of What Not to Wear, or more precisely, What You Must Wear. Television harpies like Trini and Susanna are mercifully silenced with a flick of a switch. However, when the likes of John Banks and Councillor Kathy Casey want to play Fashionista and Taste Cop, that's when we need people like Judge Mathers to say no. Don't get me wrong, I do find the boobs on bike parade enormously distasteful and more than a little sad. But I feel the same about the annual council-sponsored Santa parade, which I find a commercial trivialisation of a religious festival of vast personal significance. Casey, McCoskey and Banks would probably beg to differ. And as long as they're not making me show up, I can happily agree to disagree. Could they repay the courtesy?